Hey, boys and girls, good afternoon. Happy Wednesday. Boy, do I feel laid back, mellow like Jell-O. Maybe chocolate pudding. I'm Ron West. Good afternoon. It's, yes, Campbell Corner time, that award-winning program. 9 years running here on Pioneer Radio, KSRQ. What award would that be? The Good Housekeeping Award won 8 years in a row. And we're proud of it. Hello, Charlotte Helgeson.
Well, hello.
Hello. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
I can't believe the weather. It's finally turning what I would call warm, maybe borderline hot. Isn't that great?
It is. Everyone's tentative to even talk about it.
Yes.
They're like, don't say anything. It might go away.
Yeah. I'm so excited I could go for a swim in the pool in East Grand Forks. Is that open, by the way, yet? Or is that still
closed? Not quite. They're putting water in it.
All right. They're getting close.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Campbell Corner time, Wednesdays at 3:05. And again, thank you, Charlotte, for your very extensive list on our topics of discussion today. And for this next to last day of May, topic number one, there's a big art exhibit opening up on Monday, June 3rd, that evening. Tell me more.
That is the community art exhibit, which is something people look forward to around here. You might see the art of an 8-year-old or an 80-year-old. You might see painting, drawing, photography, sculpture, whatever our community comes up with.
And this came from over the past year? How was it collected?
We put a notice out. People at this point are waiting for it.
Oh, I see.
They're planning to be part of the community.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Art exhibit. So they have their pieces ready.
Mm.
And we've done it for a number of years. Anita started this, and it's very popular because if grandma has her artwork in, or if the neighbor's grandchild has artwork in, you're going to want to go see
mm-hmm.
it.
Sure.
So it's very fun.
It's been going on for how many years? Over a decade?
Oh, pretty close to a decade, yes.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. And what kind of art?
I'm not sure exactly what's coming in. I know we have teachers and students who are both putting artwork in. So there is painting. The artwork will, for the most part, come in this weekend to be put up.
Okay.
So we just have a couple pieces right now. They're gorgeous.
All right. Again, the big opening is on Monday, June 3rd at 6:30 p.m.
Right.
Yeah. Any food?
Usually there's snacks. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be the event like we usually have. It's fun to see people come in, knowing that they just have an hour or so where they can relax and be with others who enjoy artwork and maybe bump into a neighbor they haven't seen in a while.
And have a chat. Over the 9 years of Campbell Corner, quite often I will ask, is there food? And that's why she chuckles, because if I had a dollar for every time I asked about food on Campbell Corner, I have a big pocket full of money. Anyway.
We are very aware. People like snacks.
Yes, they do. And maybe some coffee.
Coffee.
I got to have coffee with
that. Yeah.
All right, Monday, 6:30. Everybody's welcome to attend for the big opening of that art exhibition. Number two, I recall this from last year, life-sized board games at Campbell Library.
That's right.
Now, last year there was, Twister? No?
Well, we've done Twister. We've done scavenger hunts. We've done things that are outside. This year, I know Andrea's building games. And we've also been able to acquire larger games. So larger dice, like the Connect games where you drop little discs in to match them up. But they're going to be outside. Hopefully our weather continues. I'll say that very gently.
It should be nice.
And it will be a lovely day to be outside. And what's so fun about it is you can bring everyone. Small children can be out there playing. The adults, the grandparents, everyone can be part of this.
And this is on the Campbell grounds?
Yes.
Okay. Or on the parking lot?
In the grass.
In the
grass. For the most part,
in the parking lot?
It depends upon how wild and crazy you might get if you're rolling something. But we try to stay out of the parking lot.
Okay. In the grassy area around the building.
Yeah.
Again, life-size board games next Tuesday, June 4th. Beginning at 5:30 in the afternoon.
That's right.
Any snacks? No.
No snacks. We're outside.
No snacks for that event, okay? There will be for the art exhibit the previous night, Monday night, June 3rd, starting at 6:30. We're clear on that. Number three, SRP starts next Wednesday. We're going in sequence here, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Next Wednesday at 3:30, the summer reading program kicks off.
Ta-da!
Is there a theme this year?
It is. It's showtime.
It's showtime.
Yeah.
I like that. All right.
So the kids will get their ledger so they can start their reading. If your children are unable to actually attend every Wednesday, they can still participate in the reading tracking that we do and earn the chance to win prizes at the end of the year, get their names up on the wall. Just because children and adults, if they stop reading through the summer, they slip. Their skills slip.
You get rusty.
You get a little rusty. Gets a little stiff.
Mm-hmm.
So if a child was excited about reading a series or an author or a certain subject when school ends, find more of it at the public library so they can keep reading. Even if you can't be there for the event, help them continue to read through the summer.
That's a great point. I like that. All right. Summer reading program begins next Wednesday. Is there time to register for that?
Yes, they can register right up to the beginning of it.
Okay.
They don't have to be concerned about attending every single week.
Mm-hmm.
If they can only be there for one particular event, that's okay.
Okay, Wednesday's at 3:30.
Right.
Starting next Wednesday at Campbell. And let's see, number four, a very important part of Campbell is to have volunteers help. They have a budget for Campbell. They could use more money, Mr. Mayor and City Council. Hint, hint. That's my opinion.
Yeah, there's a hint.
A loud hint. But the volunteer people that come in to help Campbell function and provide lots of good things is very important.
They're irreplaceable. We can't function without them.
Right. And you need more.
Yes, we do need more. We need responsible people to come help us, especially with summer reading program. As the children register and the number grows, we need to have adults or teens who are willing to come in, help us supervise, help us play the games, help us to just keep an eye on what's going on.
Okay.
We do background checks on our adults.
Mm-hmm.
So some people hesitate, but that's very minor. It's something fun to get involved in, and kids will love that you're there.
Yeah.
They like to have an adult nearby to show off to.
A grandma type or a grandpa type?
Grandma, grandpa, or big brother, big sister.
There you go. All right. And volunteering, many aspects of that. You might be helping weed the garden, maybe.
We're working on the gardens out there. They might see some clean black dirt right now.
Oh.
But it's going to be so pretty when they're done.
Okay. And the bookstore?
And the bookstore.
Other things, yeah.
Shelving, putting books where they belong, or make sure they are where they belong.
Okay. Do you have a volunteer shusher if noise is too loud?
The same one that shushes my staff? Off duty a lot of the time.
There you go. Okay, to volunteer, contact Tua Campbell.
Contact Angela.
Angela.
And you can either do the website and find how to contact her, or you can come visit or give her a call.
Okay, contact Angela. And our last topic, my favorite of the Campbell Corner segment, is new books. I like them all, but the new books is very interesting because Charlotte brings a wide variety of books each and every Wednesday. And she has three, once again, very colorful. And
they
the first one's rather yellow, very bright yellow. And it involves something that people do a lot of these days, texting.
Yes. But this is texting from people, characters who we know from our reading. If they had a phone in their hand and were able to text, what would they have said?
Like Winston Churchill, right?
Right.
Okay.
The title of the book is Texts from Jane Eyre.
Oh.
But it's not all Jane.
Okay.
It's a variety of different people.
Yeah.
The subtitle, and other conversations with your favorite literary characters.
A nice twist.
Daniel Mallory Ortberg put this together.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a page in here about Hamlet, part 5.
Okay.
The texts are, "Darling, I don't mean to criticize you, but you really hurt your father's feelings last night."
With a sad face, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And the text that comes back, "He's not my real dad. Why do you even like him?"
Where's the organ music on that? Yeah, yeah.
So it's fun to hear some of these people just talk in ordinary language. Mm-hmm. They have Moby Dick in here. They have Sherlock Holmes. So
cool.
A variety of different characters.
Brand new book about texting from history and folks you know. All right. And book two.
Book two, we have The Zookeeper, which is jobs with animals is what the book is about.
Okay.
And it's written by Marnie Ventura. And there's a man holding an owl.
Big owl.
A big owl on the front.
All right.
We have a variety of these books that help people, a lot of young people, but older people too, who want to see what a job is like. I remember as a little girl so much wanting to be a lighthouse keeper. And then I read about all the work they did, you know, and what they had to do during storms. And still I wanted to, but oh my goodness, you know, I really needed to think about this twice.
Not so much fun, right?
That, these books are good at that. They'll tell you that, you know, you can work with animals and what you have to do to be able to actually have a job there.
Okay, knowledge.
Knowledge.
And book three, very colorful. There's Math in My Art. Really? There's Math in My Art. Tell me more.
So it talks about how when we do like a mosaic, there's geometry. There could be symmetry. We do measurement. There's all kinds of things that people want to push aside. You're artistic, so you're not going to be any good at math. Well, that's not necessarily true. They go hand in hand really well. So this book helps you look at both your math skills and your art skills. I think that's great.
Interesting combination.
Yeah, we don't have to be good at just one.
All right, I agree. Hear, hear. All right, we talked about a big exhibit opening on Monday, June 3rd, 6:30 p.m. Life-sized board games on Tuesday, June 4th at 5:30. And a summer reading program begins on Wednesday, next Wednesday at 3:30. And, of course, volunteers, if you have some time, stop on by and talk to Angela.
Right.
And make your presence known. And, of course, our new books. Campbell Corner, Wednesdays at 3:05 to find out more about the Campbell Public Library. Right downtown East Grand Forks. What can folks do?
They could call at 218-773-9121. Go to the website at egflibrary.org or come visit.
Yes, on the way to the pool or from the pool, stop on by.
Right.
And
from the pool through Sherlock Park.
There, wipe your feet, though.
Wipe your feet.
Okay, thank you.
Put shoes on.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Campbell Corner Wednesdays, every Wednesday at 3:05 on Pioneer 90.1.